Blog Talk Radio.
Gotta love that music. That music tells you that you are tuned into the Perspective Power Radio Network. Show Attitude of Gratitude, or as we like to call it, Vitamin G, is live here today on the 23rd day of December, 2015. Merry Christmas, everyone. It is 8 a.m. Eastern Time, and you're listening to the wonderful music of award-winning artist David Martinko. Find his music, great downloads that you can get for free, as well as super CDs you can purchase at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. And I really do encourage you to visit the pages, not just because he does the music for our program and because I've got all his CDs and I think they're pretty cool, but, you know, it's always wonderful to expose ourselves to something different. If you've not listened to a lot of Native American or Native American fusion music, you definitely want to check out David Martinko, and we are so grateful for him. You know, it is, as I said a moment ago, Christmas time. Merry Christmas, everyone. And there is a lot going on out there. I was in the stores yesterday. Yes, I was. Not necessarily planning on going the next 2 days. However, you never know. That could change. I could be out there just having myself a wonderful time. People are obsessed with giving the right gift. What is so-and-so's size? What's their favorite color? Do they wear gold jewelry or silver? Are they a perfume person? Do they like candles? Should I bake them something? Should I not bake them something? You know, we're just crazy nuts for making sure we give the right gift. Why? Because we don't want them to return it. We don't want them to regift it. We don't want them to be disappointed. So there's a lot of gray hairs being created, a lot of tension, a lot of stress. My suggestion, give them all gift certificates for a massage because they're going to need it when this is over. But that being said, vitamin G is the one gift you want them to return. Seriously, think about it. If you're giving gratitude out, just passing it out left and right. Like, how you doing? How you doing? It's easy enough to do, right? Easy enough to do. Yesterday, I made 2 trips. One was to the post office, and then I went to the grocery store. Now, you might be saying, Annette, in anybody's right mind, the week of Christmas, what are you doing, first of all, at the post office, second of all, at the grocery store? It's like, well, I had to mail something out at the post office yesterday, so why not? Gotta go. And as I pulled in to the parking lot, there was a woman in front of me who was in her vehicle. And she had a handicapped license plate. Now, as soon as you pull into the parking lot of our post office, there are any number of handicapped parking spaces. I mean, they're right there. It's kind of a goofy thing to have placed them right there, even though I know that's because the door is there. The reason I say it's goofy is because that's on that entrance path, and some people come flying into that entrance, right? As was the case in the person in the car behind me, another woman. Now, I didn't get right on the back end of the car in front of me for 2 reasons. First of all, that car had to stay back to let the handicap spots clear so that she could pull in. And secondly, you never know what somebody's handicap is, so to get, like, right on top of them can be exceedingly depressing. It can stress them out. And this is already a stressful time of year for people. So I hung back. So into the parking lot, she's on her cell phone, mind you, because I can see it in her hand, all right? She whips this woman. And she's not happy that I'm not moving. She does not really pay. She's not paying attention that there's a car in front of me with a handicap license plate waiting for those things. She proceeds to cut past us. And I shot her a look like, you got to wait your turn, you know, like, hello. And all at once, I could see her with the phone in her hand, and she sticks her hand, other hand off the wheel. She goes, oh, okay. And she stops. Now, the crazy thing is that there are all the spots in front of the post office, and then there are handicapped spots just to the right of it if you're looking at it, to the left of it if you're in it, you know, stage right, stage left kind of thing. And I, too, need a handicapped parking spot. So I decide I'm just going to pull over here into these other, there's 2 spots there. Nobody's there. The car in front of me doesn't see them or doesn't want them. So as I pull in there, The woman in front of me gets her spot. We go in. And as I start to walk up the ramp, all these people are just whizzing by me like, you're taking up my time. And they're giving me looks like that. You're taking up my time. You're taking up my time. And I just said, thank you. Because I knew two things. If they were getting in there before me, there was two reasons for that. First of all, I was going to end up with the best clerk that I could possibly have. And second of all, it was all about just being grateful that I found a parking space and I could get myself in and out of that post office, because I remember a time when I couldn't. So I was all good with that. And as I got to the door, now mind you, I was parked a bit of a ways away from that door. The woman that I had been waiting for was parked right in front of it. But when she and I met at that door, it had taken her longer to get out of her car and walk 4 feet than it took me to walk 12. Yeah. So we had a nice little conversation about walkers versus canes. You know, I'm standing there with a walker, she's standing there with a four-pronged cane. And we were just chitty-chatting, and behind us comes a young guy, probably young enough to be my son. And he's got this huge package in his arms. And as the woman in front of me, the older gal, is talking about, you know, not wanting to be a nuisance or a bother to anybody with her cane, the guy behind me is talking to her. He says, oh, you shouldn't worry about that. You know, and he's filling her with all this really wonderful energy. And he's just giving her a reason to smile, right? I get in line, he's behind me, and we start chatting away. That's how come I knew who was behind me, because at the time I had no clue. There's no rear-view mirror on a walker, guys. And it was, as was the case, when it was my turn to get up there, my clerk was cheery, my clerk was happy, my clerk was, you know, affable. It's like the same thing as saying cheery and happy, so I'm being redundant. Sorry about that. And when I got out, I was able, on my walk back to my car, to be able to chit-chat with a lot of different people. I got many, many Merry Christmases, lots of great smiles, people very, very happy. The funny thing is, they gave me a gift of gratitude and appreciation. I was able to return that gift. I was actually able to return that gift and to share it with others. Why? Because I have created an energy space inside of me that magnetizes to that. So to me, that gift is precious. That gift is priceless. It's always the right size. It always fits. Doesn't matter if you wrap it. Doesn't matter how you wrap it. Doesn't matter if you give a little or a lot, because it's what I do with it once you give it to me and then send it back that makes all the difference. It's kind of like bread dough that rises. I was going to say, there's the proof that you want people to re-gift vitamin G, and then I thought, when bread dough rises, it's called proofing. So it's sort of like the proof that you can give that little bit of gratitude, and when you give it back, there's so much more of it, because it's like the proverbial bread dough rising thing. Alrighty then. I don't know, sometimes this stuff just floats into my head, and I go, I like that. So I'm hearing it for the first time that you're hearing it. In fact, the show is not scripted, so we're all hearing it for the first time. But that's the gratitude part of it. I'm so grateful that you're listening. I'm so grateful that you are magnetizing and pulling it into you, all of that wonderful, wonderful energy. And I'm grateful for a couple reasons. First of all, because I'm putting the gratitude out there, and it's nice that the gratitude will find another home. Once it leaves me, it'll find a home in you. Secondly, that gratitude that you receive is going to be re-gifted. The geese are flying over my house. Hi, geesey geesies. I swear, that is the coolest sound in the world, to hear those geese flying over my house every morning. And thirdly, the other most wonderful thing about the gratitude exchange here is it doesn't ever need a real reason to exist. You know, a lot of people think that the reason that they do Christmas is to give a gift, and other people think the reason they do Christmas is to see their friends. Who cares? It doesn't matter to me what your reason is. Are you happy? Are you having a good time? Are you surrounded by other people that are happy and having a good time? That's your reason. It's all there. But to me, when you give a gift, it doesn't necessarily have to have a quote-unquote reason. It's just the opportunity here. I want to give you something. You ever been walking along and a little kid will walk up to you and hand you something? Could be just some random rock they found on the ground. Or my favorite and everybody else's favorite from when we were little kids, the dandelions that are growing around your house. You know, here, this is for you. It's yellow, it's pretty, the top is feathery, and it's just sitting there waiting to be plucked and handed to somebody. Or little pieces of clover. I remember a little kid coming up to me with a handful of little white clover tops, you know, like they had just ripped them right out of the ground without thinking that they had stems on them, and wanted to give me the clover tops. And I thought, oh my gosh, that is so cute. So the thought process here is there was no reason for that. It was just random. That child thought, oh, I want you to have this. Oh, I want you to have this. And they do it without expecting anything in return. And I really believe that whether it's this holiday season, whatever holiday, your family or your faith or your neighborhood are celebrating, could just be Festivus, for all I know. And mind you, I've never seen Jerry Seinfeld, but I've heard the jokes long and hard enough to, you know, understand what that meant. But the idea is, whatever it is you're celebrating, gratitude is a gift that when you give it, not expecting it to be returned, but it's the gift you're not going to mind if they return. It's the gift that's not going to bother you if they return it. You don't need to give a gift receipt. You don't need to package it. You don't need to put ribbons and bows on it, and I'm not trying to put those businesses out of business, so to say. But the whole point of celebrating is to feel that energy, that love, that caring, that sharing, because that's kind of what it's all about. We're happy when we're celebrating. We're joy-filled when we're celebrating. We're excited when we're celebrating. And 9 times out of 10, what you're going to hear coming out of somebody's mouth is thank you. Thank you. And the more you hear thank you, the more you realize you're surrounded by somebody or a bunch of somebodies or the energy of gratitude. Gratitude is what I term vitamin G. Somebody asked me the other day, Annette, what in the world is vitamin G? I don't quite get this, these things you're posting. And I said, oh, gratitude. G, vitamin G. Something that we all need, something that makes our lives so much better. It can improve our health, wealth, and our status in life. And yet the funny thing is that once we start that vitamin G gratitude ball rolling, it's not just a gift that we give when we say thank you for something that somebody else has done, but it's a gift that we give just because of itself. You can walk up to somebody who's done absolutely nothing for you and say, thank you, thank you. And if you are sincere, if you really mean it, you're giving a gift that actually does more for you than it does for that other person. And yet it does more for the other person than it does for you. We're going to talk about that in another show. But I just want to remind you that when you're out there stressing out about all of the things that you want to do for this holiday season, you're baking your pies, you're sending your cards, you're decorating your house, you're cleaning your house, you're wrapping your gifts, you're putting it all together, and you stand back for a split second and you say, gosh, I hope this is enough. Gosh, I hope I have enough food. Gee, I hope I have enough chairs. Boy, I hope I have enough to drink. Man, I hope we've got enough, you know, free. We can't have this person get 4 gifts and this person get 1. Or what if so-and-so brings somebody with them? And I didn't plan. You know, some people have that stash of generic, wrapped, good for a guy or a girl kind of gifts, you know, whether it's the latest calendar or whatever else. You know, guilty. I have it too, but it's not because of that. I just have it because I have stuff. When you're thinking about all that, think about just giving the gift you want them to return because you know it's going to mean the most to them. Give your gratitude. Give that vitamin G. Send it out there. And I promise you, you'll have enough. You'll have plenty. Everybody will have their fill and then some. It doesn't matter who shows up. It's the perfect gift for whoever walks through the door. And you know it's going to be re-gifted. I think that's fantastic. I also think it's fantastic that you're checking out award-winning artist David Martinka at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. That you're finding the fan page for our program at facebook.com/perspectivepower. We've got some changes for the show coming up in the new year, so please, please, please check out facebook.com/perspectivepower because the show's moving, and we want you to know where it is and how to find it, and we're grateful for you. Merry Christmas.